Hi, I'm Lisa Prather, and welcome to The Voice of Health with our host, Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where lives are changed every day through the natural approach to healthcare.
Well, Dr. Prather, we're going to do a COVID-19 update, like we always do, in our first segment. And then we're going to talk about decompression, spinal decompression, one of the services we do that's very effective at the Prather Practice. So there's some new information from the CDC. Surprise, surprise, right? So what are the latest numbers by the CDC on comorbidities and COVID-19, and what are they finding?
Well, interestingly enough, you know, when we were first coming out, we were saying that, making the statement that 85% of the people who are dying from COVID-19 had some comorbidities. Mm-hmm. And basically what's involved with that is that there were other different types of things that were going on with the person when they died. And the new numbers are that it's not 15% of the people are just dying straight from COVID-19, but it's 6%.
6%.
So 94% of everyone who is being counted, you know, the 185,000, actually have comorbidities.
Mm-hmm.
Very huge number. Well, you're talking about an average age of 83 of people who are being counted as dying from the COVID-19.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things is that we saw a little bit of a news press, and one of the reporters was sitting there and saying, you know, Donald Trump, are you trying to downplay this particular pandemic?
Mm-hmm.
You know, making it try to seem less than it actually is. And the whole thing is, well, you know, are you trying to overplay it?
Mm-hmm.
When you're talking about the people who just have died from COVID-19, you're talking about 9,000 people. That is about where the number is from just mm-hmm. the COVID-19, which is a serious number, but, you know, it's certainly not 180,000.
Mm-hmm. Very different.
Yeah, so it's a very different type of a number. I was just reading that there was a pitcher who recently died from COVID-19, but he also had Lewy syndrome for the brain, which is a fatal disease, and that was also a comorbidity.
Right.
So he was going to die from that anyway.
So a comorbidity is other diseases that that person might have, or...
Well, it's not just that you have the disease. When you talk about a comorbidity, in other words, we're not quite sure if you died from this, you know, in other words, it wasn't that you had a cold.
Mm-hmm.
A comorbidity is, you know, that you were, I think they had them ranked on there, congestive heart failure,
mm.
You know, they had severe, you know, they had strokes,
mm-hmm.
Cancer. We had I know of a person who had a brain tumor.
Mm-hmm.
Who was dying from it, also caught COVID-19, died. Probably no difference in how long he was going to live anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, he also died from the, was counted as a COVID-19 death. So, you know, one of the things is that, you know, that I think that was trying to be brought up is that are we overstating this problem?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, obviously it's serious, it's a, you know, can be life-threatening, but there's a very certain population that is at risk, you know, as we keep on touting the numbers, you know, the whole thing is, are we being accurate, are we giving people a realistic view of this pandemic?
Right, so what is the significance of these numbers?
Well,
going from
180,000 down to 9,000.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, it's one of the things that we need to consider, and you know, when we're talking about this, is the one thing that we had, is the cure worse than the mm-hmm. disease? You know, and we need to evaluate truthfully how serious this pandemic is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and what are the steps that we need to take to protect as many people as we possibly can with the least amount of side effects?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's right. It's if you take a medication to get rid of a virus, but it kills it, you know, kills more people than the virus would have actually been. It's not a good, you know, it's not a good thing.
Right.
So, you know, what are we doing with this? You know, one of the things that has come out is the French president and the German president has stated that the lockdowns weren't necessary over in Europe, and that they would not do it again if they had the choice, and they certainly wouldn't do it with this because the cost of the lockdown was greater than prevention of the disease itself.
Interesting. So what are, you know, the facts on COVID-19 and transmission of this virus?
Well, you know, and that's the thing that we're looking at. One, it's a very, very contagious virus. Mm-hmm. It's something that is very easily spread. It's not as spreadable as measles, which is the most contagious one. Mm-hmm. But it's actually more contagious than the flu. So it's easily transmitted. It's something that, when we're talking about that, we're talking that what they found is that 20% of the people are exposed to it and won't even catch the virus. Mm-hmm. So 20% of the people won't even catch it. In other words, you're just immune to it, probably because you've had past coronaviruses and your body's built up an immunity that won't allow you to get it, which is good news. Mm-hmm. The other thing is that 40% of the people who are going to get the COVID-19 are going to have absolutely no symptoms. So you're not even going to know that you have it, which has been something that has been touted by the press and the Center of Disease Control is something that's horrible because then, you know, they can actually spread it. Mm-hmm. But one of the things is that, you know, the load of the virus isn't that high in these people. So it's rather questionable whether they are, you know, actually.
Right, you talk about the load of the virus.
The load of the virus is one of the biggest things.
That's why nursing homes are
an issue. Right, mm-hmm. I mean, that's one of the big things because the more people that you have in an area that have the virus, the higher the levels get. That's why they don't want large groups to get together, mm-hmm. Because, you know, at a concert, things like that, because the viral load can get too high.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
I had a question about that, but
go ahead. Yeah.
Well, let's talk about herd immunity. You know, what is herd immunity?
Well, herd immunity is when enough people actually get the virus and develop the immune system to be able to fight it off. So, you know, like those 20%, you know, there are people who are susceptible to it. But if you get it, then you've got the ability to actually fight it off. And one of the things that they have found, because they were wondering if people would actually develop an immunity to the virus. And one of the things that is very good is, yes, people are actually forming the immunoglobulins to be able to fight it off. And then also, the after that starts to fade, their T-cell receptors seem to have a memory for that. Mm-hmm. So that it's not something that is, in other words, if you get it again, it would be far, far less of a problem. And the more times you get it, the less of a problem it is. Mm-hmm. So, you know, they have found that people have gotten reinfected. They've actually confirmed with one person that they got it, but it wasn't as severe as the first time they had it.
Okay.
So, again, we've got the 20% who are completely immune to it. We've got 40% who have no symptoms. And then the big thing that they've found has a lot to do with people and the severity that you get the infection is almost completely related to your vitamin D levels, especially the zinc level, mm-hmm. is one of the biggest things that seems to be a big issue. So, you know, the big things that you're trying to do is to try to get everything as healthy as possibly. Mm-hmm. And that's what we're talking about, trying to build up your own immune system so that you can resist it. But not everybody who gets exposed to it, 20% of the people, won't even catch it.
Yeah. So who is Scott Atlas, and what has he been saying about the pandemic?
Well, Scott Atlas is a neuroradiologist, and he's a fellow at the conservative Hoover Institute. And one of the things is that President Trump saw him on Fox mm-hmm. News and said, wow, I really like this guy. I would like to get another different viewpoint of this pandemic than just the because I'm only getting one line on this. And I know that there's other opinions out there. And so he brought him in as an advisor and has him in all the COVID-19 meetings now.
Okay.
Which they've actually had some, Fauci and him have had some arguments, is what I've heard.
Mm-hmm. They don't get along, I'm sure.
No, because it's a different viewpoint. Uh-huh. And of course, a lot of the press is bemoaning that he's brought in an alternative viewpoint.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what presidents are supposed to do.
Right.
Not just listen to one view, but look at multiple different types of alternatives of what might be a way to approach this. Mm-hmm. And his approach is that, you know, we've done the whole pandemic wrong. Mm-hmm. That really the best thing to do is try to achieve a herd immunity, which we seem to have in New York City. So it's not like, I heard one guy, well, it'd be 3 years and 2 million deaths, you know, before we'd actually reach that. Well, in New York City, it looks like they've already reached herd immunity.
Mm-hmm.
So it is something that's very possible in a short amount of time. And the idea on that, what he's saying, is open up everything, but use special protection for those people who are at most at risk. 40 to 50% of everyone who's dying from the COVID-19 lives in nursing homes. So why don't we protect nursing homes?
Mm-hmm.
The other place that's a high transmission area is hospitals. Well, couldn't we start to do some more UV lights? How can we get down the viral load in the hospitals?
Mm-hmm.
Would be the other thing. And then public transportation is the other. So he's saying let's concentrate, and we'll probably wind up saving more lives that way than just doing the lockdowns and the social distancing.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's an alternative type of a view, and something that we've talked about as a possibility, too.
Okay, and that's Scott Atlas.
Scott Atlas.
We'll be hearing more from him, probably.
I'm sure we will.
Well, thank you for that update. When we come back, we're going to talk about a treatment that is very effective that we do at the Prather Practice called spinal decompression.
You can win a free 60-minute massage in a relaxing spa at the Prather Practice. Each month, we have a drawing to give away a free massage to one of our lucky Facebook and Twitter fans. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather.
The Voice of Health Wellness Tip featuring Rapid Release Technology. What professionals out there use the Rapid Release Technology?
It was invented by a chiropractor, and chiropractors actually are really quite innovative and have come up with quite a few devices. So chiropractors obviously were the first ones to start using it. Physical therapists, occupational therapists, massage therapists are also using it. Athletic trainers,
the NFL, NBA.
NBA, NHL, PGA. So it's very important for sports. A lot of Olympic athletes are using that to maintain the function of their body. So for sports, for recovery, even after surgeries, headache clinics are using it.
I've even taken the softer head over someone's cranium and that back occiput area.
Sure.
And you know, we have sutures in our skull, and work the sutures with it. The headache people just love that.
You just see people kind of drifting off.
Uh-huh.
So during the treatment, if you're not careful, I mean, people are just going to fall asleep on you.
That's all right. TMJ, using that small head.
Yeah, temporomandibular joint syndrome can be very, very devastating to people. Getting that under control can really help out. One of the things that's very interesting is that we used it for people with depression even. one of the things that occurs with depression, pain can kind of kick that off. And then also the levator scapula. As you release that, then all of a sudden people can start breathing.
Those are up in the neck area, that upper back.
We call those the tension muscle headaches. Getting that release can actually change people's anxiety levels and decrease their depression levels.
Relax muscles and release aches, pains, and tension through rapid-release high-speed vibration therapy. Experience the benefits of rapid-release therapy by scheduling an appointment at the Prather Practice. And to purchase your own, go to our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. Click on the rapid-release banner and enter code PRATHER2020 for a $100 discount available to the Voice of Health radio listeners. The Voice of Health Minute with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice.
She was in her 80s and she was like, "Doctor, I've got you here. Do you think that this COVID-19 is about the same and as dangerous as the bubonic plague?" And at first I thought she was kidding. Mm-hmm. And then I realized, bless her heart, she's not. According to the CDC numbers, it's about 0.66 of the people who have it that it can be deadly, which is really just a really bad flu season. The bubonic plague killed 40% of all of Europe. When the H1N1, the Spanish flu, came through, it had about a 10% death rate. 40% of all the deaths in the United States are people who are in nursing homes, of that 0.66. And 85% of them had comorbidities. In other words, we're going to die from something else soon, whether that COVID-19 kind of pushed them a little bit quicker, but it's not the deadly plague that we were concerned about.
Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. The Prather Practice, restoring hope. You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, the most comprehensive wellness center in the Midwest.
When we talk about decompression, and a break, you corrected me. I said spinal decompression, but you said it's also good for knees,
hips. Yeah, extremely effective. We've had remarkable results with decompression on the knee. We had a lot of people who were set for surgery. You know, for a knee replacement, did the decompression and absolutely completely cured it.
Well, let's talk
also
about
hips too.
What is decompression?
Well, the idea behind decompression, one of the things is when we first started out in practice and I saw on the x-ray that people had some degeneration starting, I would sit there and say, well, you know, you've started degeneration in here and there's nothing really that can be done about it. It's going to continue and probably getting worse. But, you know, we need to make sure that doesn't spread to other joints. So that was one of the reasons that we would start care and get some great relief. But we never were able to really stop the degeneration or to actually even get it reversed. And what happens, the theory behind why degeneration occurs, is when the joint gets out of place, it can actually start to cause some problems with the nervous system and with other tissue. So the body locks down the joint so it doesn't move like it's supposed to. When it does that, you don't get the nutrients from the blood vessels into the synovial fluid that nourishes the joint, because the cartilage, the end plates of the joint, doesn't have blood supply going to it. So it's dependent upon that nutrients to get in there. And it's the movement that actually gets those nutrients in. So when that happens, the joint actually starves. So you have a starvation that would take place. So we would go in there and get the mobility back. We would correct the misalignment, rehab the area. All that would work very well. But for some reason, the nutrients wouldn't start getting back into the joint, and it would continue to starve to death. But what one chiropractor did is, it was actually chiropractors who came up with decompression, is he took the joint and what he had the idea of pumping the joint. And what they do is describe it as priming the pump.
So when you talk about joint, you're talking about also vertebrae.
Vertebrae.
Like the disc in between. Okay.
Yeah, and when you're talking about, you know, what are the areas that we are looking at, we're talking about discs, degeneration of discs, also facet joints. are the two in the spine that could be part of the degeneration, and then what we're trying to fix with the decompression. Mm-hmm. Also, the hips and the knees, the joints in through there are also an area for degeneration. So we're looking at both the disc and the facet joints that need to be able to get healed up. So as you take the joint and then as you pump it, then what you're doing is priming the pump, and what we found is at that point you start to get the nutrients back into the joint, and not only do we see a stopping of the degeneration, but we've had people with 75% degeneration go back to normal.
Wow.
Which
that's
is
significant, yeah.
Right. One guy sit there when we first measured him, and then measured him 6 months later, he was an inch taller. because he had actually lost so much height.
So it's decompressing. Things
right.
are compressing. Okay.
Yeah, and so they called it decompression.
Mm-hmm.
So they have decompression tables, and what they do is it gently pumps the joint.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just, I had yesterday one gal who's getting her neck and her low back done at the same time, and she says, oh my gosh, that thing's amazing.
But it's not at the same time. You do
right,
the
no,
neck.
No. Yeah, right. They're doing them at different times.
Right.
But she was saying, you know, she said, I can't believe how much better I feel after that. Mm-hmm. She said, I felt great with the adjustment, acupuncture. Rehab was going great, but once I started the decompression, I could just really notice a huge difference. Mm-hmm. You know, she says, my neck's, you know, when I move my neck, it doesn't go pop, 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 pop anymore.
Yeah.
You know, it's actually moving now.
Mm-hmm.
So it's something that has a lot of enthusiasm from our patients.
Yeah, and it's interesting, you know, to think about that pumping action, you know, getting nutrients and hydration.
Sure.
You know, very interesting. So what conditions could it help?
Oh, well, anytime that you have a disc, you know, if you have an acute disc, mm-hmm. That's one of the things it's well known for. So people who have sciatica, bulge disc, as you go in there and pump it, then what that does is that helps to get nutrients back into the joint, because oftentimes the reason that the disc material tore is because it's starting to lose fluid, moisture into mm-hmm. in there. So as you get that pumping action, then you get a healing, actually a release of the disc material that might have protruded out, and gets that all fixed up. So it's great for a bulge disc. Absolutely mm-hmm. wonderful. It's also excellent for degenerative disc problems. So it helps to, again, get the disc back alive, and can actually change the disc height and change the, you know, how alive, basically, that disc material is. Mm-hmm. It's excellent for facet syndrome, which is the joints that actually lock the vertebrae together, because that's a very common type of an issue where you get degeneration in there, causes a tremendous amount of pain, loss of motion. So as you can pump the facets in through there, then it can actually help out with that, which affects a lot of things, neuropathy, you know, degenerative spine.
Mm-hmm.
It helps with hip and knee degeneration, so very helpful for neuropathy.
Mm-hmm.
It's excellent for any type of neurological conditions going through, any type of a pain syndrome back in through there. Probably I would say we do it on 80 to 90% of our patients
mm-hmm.
Show up that they have some type of degeneration going on, and then recommend that for them.
And it's not just, you know, for older people that have degeneration. People that have been in accidents can have degeneration going on. I know I've been in a couple car accidents, not my fault, but with some whiplash in my neck.
Right.
And so I do the decompression for my neck and the cervical region, which is very helpful because that degeneration, because of those accidents, can start.
Well, it's I had one patient who came in, an older gentleman, very bad neck degeneration in through there, and he did, you know, the chiropractic, acupuncture, the rehab, and he says, well, you know, all my pain's gone and things are really good, but, you know, really the mobility of my neck isn't, you know, completely where I would like it to be. Mm-hmm. You know, I still, you know, get some of the popping and stuff as I move my neck around. So he says, you know, I would give it about, oh, probably a 70% improvement. I said, well, you didn't do the decompression. Mm-hmm. You know, that's one thing you said you didn't really need. He said, well, do you think that that would actually help? And I said, you know, yes.
You wouldn't have recommended it.
Right. I said, you know, look at your spine here. Of course it would help. So he got on it, and afterwards he sits there and he said, well, you know, you're absolutely right. Mm-hmm. He says, you know, even after the first treatment, I could say, you know, he said, yeah, this is something that I should have done.
It's like the icing on the cake, huh?
Right, right. And one of the things that really makes a big difference is, you know, all the different types of things that we do. Mm-hmm. You know, and then the cumulative on that is what I always tell people, what really makes the difference on your, you know, on the outcomes.
So you talked about... let's just reiterate the areas that decompression therapy are helpful with.
Sure. Yeah, the of course, the disc material is very important. The facets are the areas that really helps. And we can do that cervical, thoracic, and lumbar to be able to make a correction on that. The other place that we do that is the hips. So the hip joint, if you have a degenerative hip, getting some decompression along those lines can actually start to reverse that. So we have some very good results with people who were scheduled for hip replacement surgery or saying that, you know, that was one thing that would need to be done, and been able to do that and actually avoid the surgery. The other thing is knees. We've had several people who were scheduled for knee surgery came in because they wanted to put it off as long as possible. We did all the different types of works along those lines, did the decompression, and still, you know, I look at some of the people 3, 4, 5 years later, still have not, you know, had any problems with their knees.
And didn't need the surgery.
Didn't need the surgery. So, you know, as you're looking at those things, those are really the main areas that we're looking at.
Okay. When we come back, let's talk about the success rate of the decompression.
Listen to the Voice of Health Radio on your smartphone or tablet on all of the top radio apps available. TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, and iHeartRadio. You can find these apps and more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is the Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. Laughter is the best medicine.
I had something happen to me, freaked me out. They said it was in my family. I never heard it. Anybody had a toe hurt so bad? I thought I broke my toe. I was walking, and I pushed it on for 2 weeks. Then I got to the point, I had flip-flops, and the wind would blow. Woo! Woo! And the wind would... So I went to the doctor, and I, man, broke my foot. He touched it. You got gout. So what the hell? Gout? I can't have gout. What's gout? He said, severe arthritis. It sound ugly. It sound ugly. People get gout. Ugly. I'm the ugly people.
The Voice of Health Minute with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice.
Right now, everybody's saying, well, just trust the medical experts. I have never really...
You're trying to say this carefully.
I believe right now we have a whole medical system that is absolutely completely broken. We are in a healthcare crisis of the making of our own. We spend the most of any other country in the entire world per population, and we have the worst results. And the people who design that, those are the ones we're supposed to trust. Mm-hmm. I say these people don't know what they're talking about. Mm-hmm. You can see from the evidence of what they've done so far. And so I'm not so sure if these people are really the right people to listen to, just to put it honestly, because they haven't designed a very good medical system as it is at this point, which no one can actually deny those facts.
Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. The Prather Practice, restoring hope. Are you frustrated by not getting to the root cause of your health issue? Are you tired of not knowing why you're always fatigued? Are you wanting to say no to toxic drugs? Have you lost hope? Are you just tired of being sick and tired? At the Prather Practice, we want you to know that we have the answers for you. We offer the alternative to the disease care model. We are the drug-free model to health and wellness. At the Prather Practice, we look for the underlying cause of your health problem and not just the symptomatology. Through thorough diagnostics, we find your individual health blueprint for your treatment. Where the disease care model is symptom-based, the structure-function model we practice gets to the root of your health issue. The Prather Practice is the most comprehensive wellness center in the Midwest. Our integrative practice offers you the most treatment options to restore your health and your hope. Learn more about the Prather Practice by calling 317-848-8048 or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. I'm Lisa Prather, and you're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of The Prather Practice, where we get to the root cause of your health issue.
We're talking about decompression, one of our modalities that we use at The Prather Practice. We actually have two tables. They're decompression tables. So let's talk about the success rate of decompression.
One of the nice things about decompression, it's not 100% successful. We do have people that we find it's not working for. Mm-hmm. But really, we're talking about 80-90% of the people with a excellent success rate with that.
So how do you determine if decompression could be helpful?
Well, one of the things that we do is imaging, is very important. Mm-hmm. Getting the x-rays or an MRI and determining whether there is a situation in there that needs to be taken care of through decompression. Mm-hmm. If we see degeneration, then of course, then that's something that we get started on. Also on an MRI, if we have a bulge disc going on, then that would be also another indicator to go ahead and do that.
Yeah.
So that's something that's pretty obvious, even the patients, as we sit there and show them on there, say that this is why you need to have decompression, they go, okay.
Yeah, the x-rays just really tell a story.
Yes, they do.
Yeah.
So imaging is the way to see if that's something that's necessary. And then, of course, we sit there and get them in the proper position, check it out, and then we can actually tell if it seems to be working at that point.
What I like about our imaging that we do at the Prather Practice is we do that there at the office, which is very convenient.
Sure.
And we send that out to one of the top radiologists in the country who sends back a report within 24 hours.
Right.
So we not only have the imaging, but we have the report with it from one of the top radiologists.
And on there, then it's something that's that they let us know that this would be something that would be appropriate and probably beneficial mm-hmm. for decompression.
So what are some of the successes you've seen with decompression?
Well, of course, we've had people with bulge discs with terrible sciatica that were scheduled for... we've even had people who were post-surgical who was not successful.
Mm-hmm.
And then were able to do the decompression and be able to get that under control for them. There are contraindications sometimes on decompression. If it's a non-stable back or other different types of areas. Mm-hmm. But decompression is something that we see with excellent results for facet syndromes. People who, as a matter of fact, that's one of the best things for it, besides the adjustments, is getting those backs. And then we also put people in interesting positions. So you have to be trained on that. In other words, not everybody gets the same decompression.
Right.
So we have some people who are laying face down, some people who are on their backs, some people who have their legs up. I mean, there's all sorts of different types of positions, mm-hmm. depending on what area we need to work on.
Right, and you're fully clothed.
Yes, you're fully clothed. That's actually a very good point. We don't actually need to have you change down because we do have it, in a
What's nice area. About it, too, it has a vibration component. So, when people, especially when doing lumbar, can have that vibration component on there, which I'm sure helps with.
Actually, it does help with some of the getting the nutrients in through there.
Mm-hmm.
So, we've had people who were scheduled for knee surgery, hip surgery, completely, and then long term. One of the nice things is this isn't just something that's temporary, but it has a long term benefit.
Yeah.
To actually get that. Matter of fact, we have some people who just really liked it enough that they come in on a monthly basis just to get it once. They say it keeps everything loose and the movement.
Right.
And one of the best things that it does is it really helps with range of motion.
Mm-hmm.
So I had the one gentleman who sat there, and actually I've had several, who sat there and said that they couldn't turn around and look behind them when they mm-hmm. were backing out. And he says, you know, I don't even have to turn my shoulders now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whereas before I would have to kind of turn my whole body
right.
to try to look behind me.
Yeah.
You know, because the neck was kind of like straight up and down, so I could look forward but never look really to the sides.
He didn't have that rear camera, I guess.
Yeah, right.
Those are...
But it's also very nice to be able to turn your neck.
Right. And it's funny, as you're talking, you're turning your neck.
Yeah, one of the things is that we always do is we check on range of motion. And after we get done with everything,
mm-hmm.
Usually, you know, you have what's considered normal range of motion. But almost everybody has more range of motion than what is normal.
Yeah, you want to have the max range of motion that
you can. Being able to move basically a baby is very flexible,
mm-hmm.
and when rigor mortis sets in, you're awfully stiff. So you're trying to avoid that.
Now, you talked about someone gaining an inch.
Right.
When you think about it, you know, the decompression.
Yeah, and I'm not kidding about that.
Yeah.
That was not a joke.
My dad's getting the decompression down in Florida.
Right.
And for his neck, and so he can't wait to...
Oh, yeah, he's got a really...
Yeah, grow an inch.
Yeah, because he's got very definite,
Yes, as degeneration he's aged, he said he's had to, he's lost some of his height and had to hem his pants. And
yeah.
So can decompression make you worse?
And that's one of the things is that there are situations, we've had people where we started on it, and it just wasn't working for them.
Right.
So there are some different types of conditions in there conducive long, but it's not something that is any type of permanent type of,
yeah.
In other words, you can't really hurt somebody on it.
Mm-hmm.
So decompression is considered extremely safe. And usually what we do, it's been probably less than five people
mm-hmm.
who we found that the decompression really didn't work for. But it's very obvious within, in other words, after one or two sessions, then we stop it.
Okay. Can it be done at home? Can decompression be done at home?
Good question, because we've had people ask that.
Yeah.
And no.
Don't buy something on Amazon that says decompression at home.
Decompression is something that should be done by only someone who is trained.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to have a specialized table that
right.
costs, more than what you would want to pay.
Yeah.
It's a specialized type of table.
And there was training.
There's training because, again, as I said, it's not just that we're... putting you on a table and just having it go. We have to actually put you in the proper position, proper angle, all those different types of things.
Proper pull.
Mm-hmm. In other words, there's a real science behind it,
mm-hmm.
and that is not something. In other words, don't do this at home.
Don't do this at home. How long is the treatment?
The treatments are 15, 20 minutes. Mm-hmm. And it's something that is actually extremely comfortable. Mm-hmm. In other words, as people have it, then we actually see a noticeable difference on the tension in the neck or in the low back or the knee or the hip.
It's usually twice a week.
Yes, mm-hmm. yes. And you also, what you do is you do that for 20 sessions. Mm-hmm. So about 15, 20 minutes, and then you do it for 20 sessions. And I asked someone, well, you know, what about this condition? And he sits there and said, 20 sessions. Mm-hmm. I asked about this condition. Well, 20 sessions. Because mm-hmm. they find that 20 sessions is what you're doing to get the nutrients, you know, that flow starting to get back into the mm-hmm. the joint. But 20 sessions seems to be the magic number.
Okay. When we come back, more on decompression.
Never miss an episode of The Voice of Health so that you can stay informed and empowered about your health. Get a podcast of our show automatically delivered to you every week by signing up for our show on iTunes. You can find that link on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. And don't forget, thevoiceofhealthradio.com has complete archives of all of our past episodes with an audio library of information to help you add more life to your years and more years to your life. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice.
Iron toxicity is a very big problem. Men, more than women, will actually have that problem. It's usually as one gets older. If you actually show that you have iron toxicity in your system, they won't write you a life insurance policy. You couldn't get health insurance either at one point because it was considered too much of a risk. Your chances of having cardiovascular disease, cancer, increase quite dramatically if you have high iron. You can actually have a false diabetes. I've had many a patient who came in and said, my doctor just can't seem to get my type 2 diabetes under control. I got it later on in life. Usually they're men. Nothing that I'm taking is actually working, and we do a test on them and they show up that they actually have iron toxicity. Iron toxicity will actually give you a false diabetic reading. So I said, you really don't have diabetes. What you do have is an iron toxicity. That's changing how your physiology works. Let's go ahead and get you detoxed on your iron mm-hmm. and gave them different ways to actually work with that. Lo and behold, their diabetes went away. It will cause damage to the heart. Iron will actually accumulate in the heart and cause cardiovascular disease. We find that oftentimes medically they don't know what to do with that. Does not respond to any of the medications or the normal types of treatments. And I get them into my office and we detox them on their iron and their heart problems go away. It will also cause liver damage. They think that they have hepatitis, trying to figure out exactly what's going on. It can also damage the pancreas, kidneys. We had someone who was diagnosed with ALS and was not responding to medications. We found that they had iron toxicity. And that's really what was going on because it had settled into the nervous system and in the brain. We detoxed on that and most of their symptoms went away. Parkinson's, high iron can give a false Parkinson's symptoms. So it's not truly Parkinson's, it's actually an iron toxicity. So that can be a tremendous amount of different problems that are going on in people that have been undiagnosed.
Right, or misdiagnosed.
Misdiagnosed, and it's actually an iron toxicity. So there can be a tremendous number of issues that can be created. High iron actually can cause cancer. Your chances of getting cancer if you are high on your iron are 6 times greater than the average person. We've had patients who came in who were dealing with cancer. We found a high iron levels in their system. We went ahead and detoxed them on that and got a remission from it. Everybody should be checked once a year, from a baby all the way up until, you know, you die. This is actually something that's recommended by the top healthcare professionals in the United States.
Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope. Don't stop. You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where our mission is restoring hope to our patients.
We're talking today about decompression, a very effective treatment we do at the Prather practice. So Dr. Prather, we were talking about how many treatments are necessary. You said 20. Usually it's 2 times a week where we see the results. How much does decompression cost, and does insurance cover it?
Decompression in our office is $50 a session. So, you know, it's something that's very reasonable.
Right, and we have a package to that. When people buy the package, can get a discount.
Yeah. Right, right. And of course, we encourage everyone to get, basically, you need to have 20 of them. Mm-hmm. Insurance does not cover decompression. It's still considered experimental. Mm-hmm. So it is not something that we put through insurance. It is a cash procedure. Mm-hmm. It has been considered very safe, but it's newer.
Right. Right. So is decompression a standalone therapy?
And that's one of the things that I actually really am strong about, mm-hmm. is that decompression really shouldn't be something that's just done by itself. So, you know, the whole reason that the body locked down the joint in the first place is because of misalignment. Mm. So if you've got some misalignment going on in through the spine, for decompression to be effective, you have to put it back in place.
Yeah, you have to have that spine aligned.
You have to have the spine aligned. Also, if you have a misalignment in your knee, you need to also get that corrected, or in the hip.
Right. You see a lot of hip unleveling.
Right.
Yeah.
So if you're not taking care of the underlying problems, decompression is not as successful.
Mm-hmm.
So chiropractic is something that is essential and very, very helpful to make the the decompression work. Mm-hmm. So getting that lined up, having the chiropractic along with that, really is what makes that 80 to 90% success rate. So I have had people who've come into my office and said, "Well, I tried out decompression and it didn't seem to do anything for me." I said, "Well, you know, did you get some chiropractic care along with that?" And they said, "No." Mm-hmm. You know, they were trying to do it without that. And I said, "Well, that's probably why it didn't work. Because as we look at your spine here, there's a tremendous amount of misalignment. So as you can see, I mean, the whole reason that the body's... In other words, you're fighting against the body at that point.
Right.
Because the whole reason it locked it down hasn't been corrected. So you haven't gotten to the underlying problem."
Mm-hmm.
The other thing that also is very important for decompression is rehab.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not only do you need to work on the spine itself, but you also need to work on the soft tissue, the muscles, the fascial material. There's often times where you have tight muscles. You need to get those stretched out. You have some weak muscles that need to be strengthened. You need to make postural corrections. You know, if your head's going too far forward, you need to bring it back up in position, get the curve back in through your neck. All those things make a dramatic difference for the decompression to be successful. Another thing that we do that people say really helps out is acupuncture, because acupuncture helps to speed up the healing, and does also make a big difference. The other thing is nutrients. Let's say you're low on some of on zinc, calcium, magnesium, phosphorus. Then that's actually going to be a hindrance, because you're not going to have the nutrients to actually get the healing going.
Right.
So again, you know, I was talking to different people, and you know, we go through our treatment plans and we talk about all these different things. And most of them say, "Wow, that's really thorough and also a little overwhelming."
Mm-hmm.
You know, everything, just to be honest. And I sit there and I said, "I understand. But what we're doing is we're hitting this from so many different types of angles." So with a chiropractic, let's say we get 20% correction of your condition.
Mm-hmm.
With acupuncture, we add another 10%. Rehab, we get another 20% correction. We get another 20% with the decompression, and then another 10% for the nutrition.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we get such excellent results, because we're not dependent upon one standalone type of a procedure.
Mm-hmm.
to be able to get you where you need to be.
Right.
It's a combination of different types of things. One of the things that we've talked about before is trigger points. And one of the things we do is trigger point injections. And when I first, we were talking about best practices, and one of the things that they said to have a best practice is to add trigger points definitely into your practice because it makes such a difference. And I was like, well, you know, I don't want to inject something into people. I mean, we get such great results with everything. You know, I was kind of a little standoffish on it, but I said, well, we'll give it a try. And we started doing it, and it was like, oh my gosh, why didn't I start this before?
Right.
So, you know, if you have a contraction and you have a muscle that's just not releasing, you can just inject some lidocaine and some salt water, get that muscle to relax, and then it's real easy to work with it. You know, also with the rapid release is another different way that we get those trigger points relaxed. And
yeah, that's an instrument we use.
Again, amazing different type of device. So we have a lot of different types of things.
Don't forget our massage.
The massages are another aspect.
Right now you're getting two a week.
Yeah, well, I need it.
I'm a little jealous.
Yeah. Because you would like to have those done
right,
two a week.
Right, I just need to get on the schedule, right?
Yeah, you just got to get on the schedule.
No one's stopping me.
Well, one of the things that, like, I kind of, and, you know, is everybody showing up, you know, that they're in stress syndrome.
Yeah.
And I was really anxious when I was getting my blood work back to see if I was in stress. And I wasn't. Well, you know, why is that? It's because I'm taking several supplements for stress. Adrenal support, and then I'm getting two massages, getting chiropractic and some acupuncture. I'm doing all the things that I need to do to keep myself up and running. Yeah. And I was great. You know, I just didn't have any of those things showing up. So again, it's multiple types of things. And I would actually go so far as that really decompression is not a standalone treatment.
Right.
If you're really looking,
sense.
You're not going to get the results.
Now, one thing I was thinking as you were talking about that, the chiropractic alignment, do you want that done before you get on the decompression table? Does it matter?
Actually, we do. We always do the start alignment. With the adjustments beforehand, and then we start the decompression. Now, we find that we do that in conjunction with it, so you're still going to be getting adjustments. But one of the things is that we first get things lined up, and then as we do the decompression along with the chiropractic after that, it really helps the chiropractic. You know, in other words, if you're doing the decompression, it makes the chiropractic work better. It makes the rehab work better. And then, of course, the rehab and the chiropractic make the decompression work better.
Right.
So really hitting all those things along with each other is really a big secret.
Now, sometimes, excuse me, what is the difference between traction and decompression?
Oh, and that's a big thing. People sit there and say, oh, I don't need that because I got a traction device at home.
Yeah.
And traction is something that we use in our office, but it is not decompression. Traction is where, you know, we actually have pressure on a nerve. We're trying to pull that off. So it's a continuous type of thing. It's not a pumping type of an action. It's not getting the nutrients into, so totally different reasons for it. And something that is completely different. So we've had to explain.
What is that table? You can go upside down.
Oh, and then an inversion, and that is not the same thing.
Right.
And you got to be careful with inversion tables because you can really injure yourself. I've had people go to the emergency room. So we always tell people, we can tell people, because if you have a facet syndrome, that's a great way to really mess that thing up real quick.
Right. I've been on it once, and that was
a little scary.
One and done on that.
So yeah, traction and inversion are completely different and do not produce the same results at all.
Okay. Well, Dr. Prather, we have about 10 seconds. What would you like to say about decompression?
Decompression. You know, there's hope out there. There's ways to get this all fixed up for you, and finding someone with the answers is what you should need to do.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Prather.
Thank you, Lisa, as always.
The Prather Practice is located at 8902 North Meridian Street on the north side of Indianapolis, just south of the I-465 loop. If we can help you to achieve better health, we'd love to hear from you. Connect with our office at 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Join us again here next week or anytime on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com for The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather.